Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal-World. We'll be joined this week by Tanner Wally, a local singer-songwriter who's playing a Farewell to Lawrence show this weekend. We'll talk about his music and his plans in the big city. After that, we'll tell you about some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bets feature. First, though, Tanner Wally is here to talk about his music and his show, which is at 9 tonight at the Granada. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I've seen your music referred to in a lot of different ways, jazzy, popish, compared to John Mayer, compared to Sting, Steely Dan, Postal Service. Well, how do you describe it? What influences do you hear in it?
Well, the new album that we've just released, it's called The Future of Tape, and it's kind of this hybrid of my first album, which was definitely kind of more of the singer-songwriter genre. And this new album, Future of Tape, is kind of a little more electronic-based. I believe I heard it was kind of a Postal Service meets Imogene Heap. I'm really excited about the new album because it is kind of a new avenue for me, and it's kind of brought me into hopefully a new genre that I'm definitely interested in. So,
well, for people that don't know your background, kind of walk through your history of music and how you got to this point in your career.
Well, basically, I was born and raised in Minneapolis, Kansas. No one knows where that's at. It's north of Salina, and I moved to Phoenix when I was about 13 or so, and went to middle school and high school in Phoenix and kind of found the music thing there and had a band in high school and did that whole thing. And then I decided to come back to KU and go to school, and the music took over. And that's where we stand.
So. And your family's okay with that?
I think at this point they're starting to come around. I think so, hopefully. Nothing's stopping that, though. So,
was there a particular moment when you realized that this is what you want to do for a career?
I'd say moving to Lawrence and kind of discovering that people actually thought I had something to play, like the different musicians that I had played with here in town. I kind of got the impression that maybe this is something that I can do professionally in time after practice and many, many shows and experiences such as that here in town. But I feel like now it's really an opportunity for me to kind of run with it, and which is why I'm moving easterly.
And you've been here in Lawrence like 5 years or so. How's the town treated you in that time?
It's been great. I've learned. I can't even begin to describe how much I've learned. I've obtained a lot of mentors in this town. A lot of people that have taught me a lot about both the business and the artistic side of it. I just can't even begin to describe. I feel like I've become comfortable on stage, comfortable in front of people, comfortable in myself with myself. And what I have to offer. So I think that's Lawrence has definitely had to do with that. So
Tanner's got his guitar along today, and he's going to sing something for us. What are we going to hear first?
I'm going to play a song off the new CD called But Then. And I believe on the CD I have a couple of friends. Jeff Jackson is playing pedal steel guitar. And Dave Shelton actually plays upright on it as well. And I'm just going to try that by myself, so we'll see how it goes.
Sounds good. Here's Tanner Wally.
I should have told you, yeah, I should have shown you. But then I wouldn't have proved a thing. I should have closed them, I should have closed my eyes. But then I would not have shut out a thing. No, it would not have shut out a thing. And I don't know where you've gone since then. No, I don't know where you'll be tomorrow. Still, I don't know who you're fighting for, but I'm sure that you'll be dancing tomorrow. I should have closed it, yeah, I should have closed the door. But then I would not have shut out a thing. No, la la la. See, I act on, well, I act on feelings inside. Oh, but then,
Well, I fall down and scrape my knee. Oh, you know I fall down and bleed. And I don't know where you've gone since then. No, I don't know where you'll be tomorrow. Still, I don't know who you're fighting for. But I'm sure that you'll be dancing tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow. This time around the world may trickle. It's just fine, but how dare you miss fickle? And I don't know where you've gone since then. Tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow home. And still I don't know who you're fighting for. But I'm sure that you'll be dancing tomorrow. Tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow.
Very nice.
It seemed to perspire, no matter how cool the room might be.
Right, it is freezing in here, actually.
Yeah, it is. Freezing in here.
Not sure what that's all about. I think any good friends of mine would probably understand that.
I sweat pretty regularly. It is freezing in here.
So the show tonight is sort of a going away show for you. You're moving to New York City. Why New York? Tell us about that.
Well, basically, I've spent a lot of time out there in the past. I have a good group of friends out there who willing to help me out and kind of get the ball rolling out there. A good friend of mine by the name of Justin Hosek, actually, who's from here in Lawrence. He's out there now playing bass, and he's going to be joining the band when I get out there. And I have a few other musician friends who are going to be helping me out as well. And other than that, I'm just going to try to tour around the Northeast and kind of hone in on the new chapter of whatever the heck it is I'm doing. Just basically focus on music full time, and try to get a new album out hopefully eventually soon, and just try to saturate that city as much as I can, and just like every other person does when they try to head to New York. So,
what's the ultimate goal for you?
I want to be writing music professionally, from a publishing standpoint. I want to be able to be generating some sort of income from writing music, and whether or not the performing aspect pans out, I do enjoy doing that. But in the end, I just want to be able to support myself by means of writing tunes. So that's kind of the ultimate goal for me.
And for somebody doing this kind of thing, compare and contrast the kind of the experience in Lawrence, the opportunities here in Lawrence versus going to a big city like New York.
I think the opportunities in Lawrence are on a bit of a smaller scale, but all in all, they're very similar. Just trying to express yourself as truly as you can, and show people that you're not messing around. You actually have something to say. And I think in this town, it took me a while, and I felt like there was a few doors here and there that I needed to open, and I feel like I successfully did that. And basically, the opportunities in New York are much more. I don't want to call it professional scale, because I take things here in Lawrence very seriously. But I feel like it's a much larger scale in New York.
You've got another tune for us today?
I do. I'm actually going to try playing an older song. I believe we might be playing something from the album here eventually, but I'm going to play an older song really quick. The song's called Pleasing the Queen, and it's actually from my first album, which is available on iTunes. It's called It Was. We recorded it a few years back in Kansas City at Chapman Studios with Rob Rebeck. And again, some of my local mentors
as we'll call them, where I was fortunate enough to have them play on the album. So Pleasing the Queen. There you go. Is that a bee I hear buzzing round my ear? And is he working the air to serve his queen? Or is he lost in this vast open space like me? I think he knows. Well, it's hardly a burden to browse the trees, but it's hardly easy to see past his obligations of who's to please and who's there just to tease like me. I think he's lost. And it's so simple to say you're not worried. So simple to say you'll come and go as you please. But I've got little patience to please my queen. Well, the sky is blue and the ground is green. But what's in between is left for us to wander or to fly. Well, I wish that I had wings like that bee, because he makes it seem so easy. So simple to say you're not worried. So simple to say you'll come and go as you please. But I've got little patience to please my queen. Well, it's so complicated, so please, oh, yeah, well. So black and white you say, but all I see are the different shades of gray attacking me from every which way. But I know better. Well, count me in, count me out, count me up and count me down. But as long as you consider me your baby, well, I'll consider you my queen. So simple, so simple, and it's so simple, so simple. It's so simple to say you'll come and go as you please, but I've got a little patience to please my queen. Well, it's so complicated to please my queen. Well, it's so damn complicated to please my queen.
Nice. Again, Tanner Wally plays his Going Away show at 9 tonight. That's at the Granada. Archetype and DJ Jarrett will join him. I'm assuming you'll be back in Lawrence to play at some point.
I will, definitely. I'm definitely going to be trying to come. Going to be trying to come back in the late fall into winter. And I would like to say Archetype, some good friends of mine. Obviously, we probably know them. MCs Nesbeat and ID. They're going to be joining us as well. It's going to be kind of a star-studded event of sorts. I mean, with the different musicians that I've, they're so graciously coming to play with me on stage. Sorry to change the subject there, but I didn't want to get that out. The Archetype thing kind of reminded me. But it's going to be a great night. Archetype, they got a great live band going now, and obviously. They just played at the Replay. A few members of the band also play in my band, so it's going to be kind of a around the bend sort of thing. Whatever the hell that means.
Sounds like fun. Thanks, Chandler, for joining us today. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Now let's take a look at what else is going on in the world of arts and entertainment this weekend in Lawrence. Dan Deacon plays at 10 tonight at the Jackpot Music Hall. The Summer Performance Dance Camp presents Bridge to Terabithia. That's at 7 tonight at the Lawrence Arts Center. The Felt Show brings its puppet sketch comedy to the Bottleneck at 10 tonight. Pageant the Musical, about a drag queen beauty show, is at Murphy Hall this weekend at KU. It's at 7:30 Saturday night and also at 2:30 on Sunday. Lawrence band Connor plays its final show Saturday night before a planned breakup. That's at 10 tomorrow night at the Jackpot. And the International Institute of Young Musicians has its semi-final competition from 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening on Sunday at the Lead Center. We'll leave you with another tune from Tanner Wally's latest album. Thanks for joining us for this week's Pulse Podcast. We'll see you back here next Friday.
Picture of sorts, showing off too much of a bad thing. Train of thought, something we sought as a tropical getaway. Rain caught, still too much of a bad thing.